بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أمير المؤمنين أبي حفص عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: إنما الأعمال بالنيات، وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى، فمن كانت هجرته إلى الله ورسوله فهجرته إلى الله ورسوله، ومن كانت هجرته لدنيا يصيبها أو امرأة ينكحها فهجرته إلى ما هاجر إليه. This is the first hadith of in the chapter of sincerity, and most of the muhaddithin, the ulama of hadith, have quoted this hadith at the beginning of their kitab. This hadith is narrated by Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who is well known to all Muslims. He was from the Quraysh tribe, and he was the ambassador for the Quraysh before the beginning of Islam, during the days of ignorance, which shows that he was a man of great merit and greatly accepted by the Quraysh also. In the sixth year of Hijri, he accepted Islam and became a Muslim. This was a great blow for the Kuffar, because one of the main men and one of the very strong men in every way, they lost him, and this was a great victory for the Muslims that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had accepted Islam. The occasion of his accepting Islam is also very, very great and very, very great for us to take lessons. He was out on his way with his open sword to take the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Allah made it that in the process he accepted Islam. And in this we see that many times we want to make somebody on our side and we ourselves go on the other side. This is all in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Similarly, with regard to winning over non-Muslims, whether they are Shias, Qadianis, whoever it is, so in our endeavors of winning them over, it mustn't happen that we lose ourselves and we go over to the other side. We have to be very careful. However, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu came on the right side, and this was a great victory for the Muslims, after which the Muslims were no more afraid of making namaz and making Allah's ibadat secretly. They went to the masjid, they went to the Haram Sharif for the first time, and they made the namaz openly. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu then was very, very, very sincere, very loyal to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and his mizaj, his very nature, and this is a very important thing also, was totally that of what the Quran Sharif was. So much so that ayats that were still going to be revealed, his desire was already for that way of life. He was so much in his mizaj, his very nature was according to Quran and what Allah Ta'ala wanted from us. And in that way, many, many ayat also were revealed. There are great, great virtues of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In the 13th year of Hijri, after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam made Hijrat and went to Madinatul Munawwara, then he and Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, then he became the first, the second Khalifa of Islam. And in his rule as a Khalifa, vast, vast lands came under the rulership of Islam and under the Muslims. And in the year 23 Hijri, then he was stabbed by the fire worshipper Firoz Lu'lu'i, Abu Lu'lu'. And this was a temporary setback for the Muslims. And after that, the time the Khilafat of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu came in, and then there was a lot of internal strife in the Muslims about taking the revenge and letting Abu Lu'lu etc. pay for his crimes etc. and the stability of the Khilafat. However, during Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's time, he had made great, great strides for Islam. He says that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, that undoubtedly actions are according to their intentions. In other words, if there is sincerity in intention, Whatever we do, if we do it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala only, then there is acceptance for it. And this hadith explains that if we don't do it for Allah's pleasure, then there is no reward by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. At the same time also we must keep in mind that the intention alone, no matter how good it is not sufficient. The action has to be correct also. If the action is against Sharia, then that action is still not accepted, though the intention is very good. A broad example to understand this very easily, if somebody says that the wealthy Muslims are not paying their zakat, and he goes and forcefully he takes it out from them, and he like robs them of it, and there were cases like this. And then that person is 100% sincere that he does not keep one cent for himself. He distributes that all to the Muslims. Then that action of his still won't be accepted, though he is 100% sincere. The action must be correct also. The intention must be correct. The action also must be correct. However, the first thing that comes is intention, and that is the foundation. This has to be 100% correct, and then we must make sure we gain Islamic knowledge and that our action is also correct. However, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that all actions will be judged according to their intentions. وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ مْرِئِمْ مَا نَوَى. And undoubtedly for every person will be that what he made niyat for. Whatever his intention was, he will get according to that. In so much so it comes in the hadith that the three great, great people, a qari, an alim, a very, very generous person who spent in the path of Allah Ta'ala left, right and center, and a martyr, a shaheed, all three of them, because the intention will not be correct, they will be thrown, the first ones to be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. This is such a thing that a person has to worry about such great, great people. But because of intention not being correct, then what their result will be. And when such people who were so generous, who gave their lives for Islam, who were so great alims and qaris, but because of intention, this was their result, we have to worry very much about ourselves. It does not absolve ourselves that these people will be the first to be thrown in the fire of Jahannam, so we are safe. We have to be more worried. When such people are in so much danger, and when this hadith was narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to fall unconscious. And after long he should gain his consciousness again. So it is something to worry about very greatly that our intentions are correct. And also this refers to that no matter how many intentions a person make, he will get so much reward. Like we came for Fajr namaz, if we just came without intention, but it was for Fajr, we will get that sawab. And if we made the intention that we will see the Muslim brothers, our Muslim brothers, it will make us happy, then that we will get that sawab. We will make somebody salam, that sawab we will get, as many niyats as we make. And ulama have written up to 15 intentions a person can make when he comes for namaz, and he will get the reward for all those intentions. But if there was no intention, then just whatever basically it is, that and that also, if the intention is there. So much so that when we step out of the masjid and we step out with the left leg, where it has become a habit, but it is not with the niyat of sunnah, then there will be some good in it, but we won't get that reward of sunnah. If we do it with the niyat of sunnah, then we will get that. When we step into the masjid, step with the right leg, but with the niyat of sunnah, then we will get that sawab. So for everything, intention is very important, and our rewards will be according to our intention. Wa akhiru da'wana.